Well, the Sunbelt Ag Expo's field day is coming up on July 8th.
On a Thursday this year, that's a new day for us. We've been on Tuesday traditionally. This year, we're on Thursday, July the 8th.
That's Executive Director of the Expo, Chip Blaylock, who says the field day presents a great opportunity for producers who are already thinking ahead.
Producers can come and go ahead and start thinking about 2011, seeing the latest varieties in those crops and seeing which ones they might want to plant on their operation.
And Blaylock adds that in addition to the traditional row crops,
we're expanding our forage and grass research to include some of the energy grasses. We've already got a plot of switchgrass, and we're going to complement that plot with another plot that features switchgrass, miscanthus, sorcane, and Napier grass.
Blaylock says they are working with the universities and USDA to research the feasibility of the new energy grasses.
Just trying to figure out which one of these are adaptable to our climate in the Southeast and which ones the farmers might want to consider planting on their farm. You know, that's what we strive to do, working with all the researchers that we work with, is to try the new technology before it's the norm and help them develop strategies to get it out into the marketplace and make sure when the farmer gets hold of it, it's going to work for him.
All producers are invited to the field day, which will also feature pesticide trials, precision ag, and an irrigation plot. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.